You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code pod20 for 20% off your first product.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, so we're here now. We're across the road from the Lands' End Kenmare, and I'm in the back of the Tom Crean Brewery. And with me is Aileen Crean O'Brien. Aileen, you're welcome to the show. And thanks a million for chatting to us. So tell us about the brewery here.
The brewery, yeah. We opened November 2019. If we'd a looking glass, yeah. We might do it. But we're still here. We're still surviving. And now we're an award-winning brewery. We're awarded Blas, a gold from Blas na Héireann, and a bronze as well for the beers. So we're doing okay.
So what beers? What actually is being bottled up here behind me?
Behind us is we're bottling today St. Bridget's Lager. All the names have a story behind them. So St. Bridget, even though we never learnt this in school, she was a master brewer. So it's our toast to St. Bridget. So it's St. Bridget's Lager. It was awarded bronze in Blas na Héireann. It's a fabulous lager. A lager takes 6 weeks to brew, but the others take 3 weeks condition.
Okay. All right, okay. So how big is the product line, if I put it that way?
Yeah, to date we've produced 11 different beers, and we've two special summer beers, Kerry Surf and Turf. We use turf and seaweed, local seaweed, and it's celebrating the mountains and the sea. And the other one is watermelon pale ale, but it's called Corner Boys because we're giving them something to talk about with a watermelon pale ale in South Kerry.
Yeah, okay. Watermelon pale ale from South Kerry is unique, and something for them to talk about. All right. I mean, it's kind of a real growth industry, and has been now for about 15 years thereabouts. The kind of craft brewing. How have you found it?
It's difficult. It is really, really difficult. And to be honest, it's actually on the decline now. If we get a tap into a bar, it's like the Holy Grail. So we put the beer in kegs, and it's in most of the local bars, the 2 5-star hotels, and we distribute it in 500ml bottles around Kerry. And it's also in off licenses in Dublin.
Okay. Okay. So what's the kind of the hope for it then in the future?
Just to provide people with a choice of beers that's good quality. It's all natural. In fact, in moderation, it's a healthy drink.
Well, it was healthy enough for St. Bridget. So the name, and having your kind of granddad's name, Tom Crean, on it, how important is that for you?
It's very important. We're trying to keep the story of Tom Crean alive. As you know, when he retired from his three Antarctic expeditions, he opened up the pub in Onascall, the village he came from, and it was the only outward show of what he'd achieved. He called it the South Pole Inn, which is very unusual, you know, a pub with this name in a tiny little village in West Kerry. It's to toast him as well. And
I mean, his memory looms large, doesn't it, still? Because I see as well on the front of the building big kind of poster up still about the expedition that you all went on in 2016.
Yeah, that was I was always intrigued growing up in Tralee by this grandfather that went to such a cold place, not just once but three times. I mean, in fact, he finished with Captain Scott in 1913, and then Shackleton looked for him to go off with him again in 1914, and off he went. So I wanted to get a sense of what he experienced, you know. I mean, they were amazing men. They were heading into the unknown. We trained for a year, and Bill had to learn to ski in his late 50s, and we did avalanche crevasse training in Poland, and so then we sailed 800 miles from the Falklands down to South Georgia to do the traverse that Shackleton, Crean and Worsley did. Mind you, they didn't have a map or a sleeping bag or a tent, But at one stage they were on top of the Trident and all they had was a rope and a carpenter's aids. So they coiled up the rope and then being sailors made it into a mat and skeeted down the glacier in minutes and survived. Because if they didn't get off the glacier at night time without a tent they would die. So they survived. It took us all day to abseil down with big crampons and our ski boots. And at the end the guide said, sit in your pulk, like our sledge, and use like a toboggan, which we did. I didn't initially, and then I heard the shout toboggan out, and unfortunately it started going really fast, and I put my foot down and hit rock and smashed my fibia, tibia and plateau.
Oh, God.
So not the expedition I'd planned, and it happened on Crean Glacier, the only glacier in the world called Afram. So I'm sure he was saying, what are you doing out here? Why don't you stay at home, you dirty idiot? So then my two sons and Bill finished the expedition, so that was great.
Well, this is a safer way maybe to honour his memory. You're unlikely to break both legs doing this.
Oh, God, no. No, this is definitely safer, yeah.
Well, listen, Aileen, we wish you the absolute best of luck with it, and thanks a million for chatting to us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Aileen Crean O'Brien from the Tom Crean Brewery here in Kenmare, just across the road from our makeshift studio today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear. Backed by above and beyond expertise, go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.